with Wally and Flip, the Routines Pod.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wally and Flip.
I'm Wally.
And I'm Flip. And it is so hard being so wrong all the time.
It is very hard.
And it's not just me. It's both of us. I'm going to read some quotes from last week's episode. Ready? I just have a feeling Deanna and Max are going to skate really well here. Call me crazy. Flip.
That was totally you. And you were crazy.
I don't see anyone but Carrie winning this title. Wally. I think Rinka and Alyssa aren't going to be in the conversation as much as the other four women. Flip.
Well, I did pick Alyssa at least, so thank God.
But you said, I agree. For the record, that being said, I think we should start with pairs.
Yes, and while we start, everything we said could have been rooted in some fact. You just never know what's going to happen.
Ain't that the goddamn truth?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we weren't saying totally crazy things at the end of the day.
No, and like with Deanna and Max, I really was thinking something's got to give because I know they train so hard, and maybe they train a little bit too hard. I don't know. But at the end of their both short, the short and the free skate, they didn't look surprised. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, and I didn't think of that at the time, but you're so right. Because they usually seem so disappointed.
Right.
When they skate poorly. And I'm not saying that they weren't so disappointed, but it was like, ugh, there we go again.
Right. And Deanna did say, like, Max was sick for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we're starting with Deanna and Max. We're in sixth place here. I was just so unearthly wrong last week. So their stock has gone.
This is a finance podcast.
I think the Deanna and Max stock has gone down a little bit when it comes to the Olympic podium.
Yes, but you know where I feel like we were slightly right about was Metelkina and Berilava.
They're in fourth, girl.
No, our replay the clip. The prediction was, hey, they're going to do like slightly better than Skate America. They're going to be on their redemption route, but they're not going to peak until the Olympics. And this is, it's a slight redemption. I felt right. I wasn't like, oh, they're going to win. I said the opposite, actually.
That is true.
Crazy. But I am now doubting that a little because not to hop around. Should we level set the podium or is like, do we just all know this?
Let's level set the podium. I'm okay. Sure we all know this. I don't think people are listening who don't like avidly watch figure skating. We have Miura and Kihara in first place. We have Conti and Machi in second. And Haas and Volodin in third, but first in the free skate.
Yes. So I want to say, even though I've been really, oh, Metelkina and Berilava are going to win. After this, something makes me think Miura and Kihara maybe can't lose because this was not a great skate. Conti and Machi should have won.
From what I've seen online, majority of figure skating viewers and fans believe Conti and Machi should have been first overall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think this begs the question, which I think is going to come up again in some of our other discussions for the other disciplines, but is the quality of Miura and Kihara's skating and elements so much stronger than the others that it cancels out the minor errors?
What I do think Miura and Kihara do better than anyone else are the lifts.
I have this in my notes. It's not even close. I have no fear watching them get up into the lifts. The speed in which they move across the ice, her positions are gorgeous. It just looks so easy for them. I completely agree with you. And to me, the lifts are very important in pairs figure skating, especially like, because that's kind of like the wow element, especially for people who will just be tuning into the Olympics, you know, mm-hmm. don't usually watch figure skating. They're going to be like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, to your point, do their lifts make up for the two errors that they had, one on their side-by-side combination and the throw?
Not just the lifts, though. It's the general quality of skating and speed.
And I just personally am not a viewer who is enamored by that, unless you are someone really, really special. And to me, someone who's really, really special is like a Jason Brown. That, I think, is so noticeable.
True. I would have definitely had Conti and Machi first after the short, like, unarguably. In the free skate, I could see the argument either way. And I do really believe different panels of judges, this result would have been different. And I really can't argue strongly either way and say Conti and Machi should have won. Now, if they skate like that at the Olympics, an hour away from their hometown, in their training town, and Miura and Kihara make mistakes, mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be denied Conti and Machi.
I agree with that.
I don't know. It was so close. It could have been a different result with another panel. I personally don't feel as strongly, I think, as many other people do. Sorry. Also, isn't it weird to think that two of the likely Olympic champions both have an instrumental painted black free skate / free dance?
But one is far superior than the other.
Which do you think is superior?
Miura and Kihara's. I actually really enjoy theirs.
I prefer their music cut.
Yeah, I actually really like it.
But you know what? I was thinking, wow, why didn't Chalk and Bates pick a music cut like that was a little bit more dynamic? They could never keep up with it. It's just way too fast. And not just them, probably many ice dance teams. But
100%. Yeah. So I think that's more of a slight to Chalk and Bates. Because what? It's different disciplines. We're listening to like 500 I'm Too Sexies and Vogue and Rhythm Dance. So.
Right. Well, get to ice dance, because I was just about to say comments about Chalk and Bates. I'm like, girl, yeah. Stay in line. Okay.
So can we talk about Haas and Vlodin?
Absolutely.
What is your opinion on the free? Was that a 149.57 performance to you?
I mean, from the technical perspective, I think it was very well done. I think maybe the component score is a little bit high.
I agree with you there. I think you cannot deny their technical prowess, but I don't have the same reaction as to when I watch like a Conti and Machi together and their performance.
Yeah, Conti and Machi just have so much, I think, connection too between each other. They look, it's so easy to watch them. And I feel like I watch both of them equally.
Mm-hmm. Agree. But that was a great performance for them. They've not had, you know, the best season so far. And I thought that was going to be the same old story after their short, but.
And you can tell they haven't done that clean of a free skate in a while. I think based on their reaction at the end.
Oh, like, yeah.
They were shocked. And I think that's exactly what they needed for the confidence that is needed to get through Europeans and the Olympics. And honestly, I feel bad for a lot of the skaters who will be competing at Europeans. It would be so nice to feel like, okay, I have just competed very well at the Grand Prix final. Now I have 2 months to train and prepare for the Olympics. I'm solely focused on the Olympics. But now you have another competition between there. And it's not the same story as Four Continents, because most people going to the Olympics aren't going to be competing at Four Continents. They're just not.
Yeah, I wonder how they feel about that. Like, do you think the athletes would go into Europeans with a ton of attack? Or do you think they sometimes reserve a little bit of that for the Olympics?
There's such a risk in reserving.
Sure.
Huge risk. I mean, someone like now, someone it would benefit, and I'm sorry to jump ahead, but I have to say it because it might not come up again. Guillaume and Laurence, they've fallen twice throughout the season. They've made errors. They absolutely need a clean rhythm dance and a clean free dance before the Olympics. It is imperative for them if they want to win. I really believe that. So I think it probably depends on the person. If I'm Haas and Vlodin, I might be, they could actually probably use another competition since they have struggled so far.
Yeah, I'm directing that at Conti and Machi. If I'm Conti and Machi and I'm coming off the best skate of my life at the Grand Prix final, their part of you has to be like, oh, I hope I peak again at the Olympics. I mean, granted, they're going to have the home, like, team advantage from the degree of, like, all of that support, but.
Mm-hmm. Right, totally. And then we also have, in fifth place, we need to mention Pavlova and Sviatchenko. I was thinking they're, I almost said free dance, their free skate, which is the Amber Glenn music. What is that called? I know you know what it's called. Without You. I was thinking, I would love to see them work with another choreographer, because I thought, it's not that I thought the choreography was bad. It was just felt a little elementary and simple. They get off the ice and Benoit's sitting with them. Like, Oh.
I was also shocked by that. Not for the same reasons as you were. I just had no idea he was choreographing for them.
He's choreographing for, like, every Paris team.
He is taking over the world. He's gonna choreograph everyone's programs pretty soon.
I know. And we don't, like, I do enjoy Benoit's programs. Not every program, obviously. I don't want him to turn into the Costco of choreographers.
Right. But the one thing Benoit does do well is he saves his best material for the people he wants to save it for.
Ain't that the goddamn truth? I know I've said that already, but, like, it is so true. Yeah. Oh, did you see the clip of Pavlova and Sviatchenko in practice? At the end of their warm-up, they did, like, a compulsory dance.
No.
It was pretty cool. And it made me think, and I'll give you some time to think about this, and if there's a long wait time, I can cut it out.
Okay.
What pairs team do you think is best suited to transition to ice dance, or would be best suited to transition to ice dance?
Like, out of all of them?
Yeah. Everybody. Everybody on the international circuit. I'll give you a few moments. I have my team, by the way. But I had more time to think about this.
Yeah. Oh.
Did someone pop up?
No. Who?
I was thinking Emily Chan and Spencer Howe.
Okay. Forgot about them.
Just because they look so beautiful skating together.
That's a good one. That was actually a great question. I'm just not very well prepared to answer it. Well, while we just round out the pairs, let's just take a moment to recognize that our top three teams here, our podium finishers, all got personal bests in their free skate.
And honestly, isn't that crazy? Because I haven't been excited for pairs this season. And this was, like, the first competition that made me excited for what we're going to see at the Olympics. I will say that. I was having fun at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I agree. I was really enjoying it. And yeah, I mean, what an amazing competition.
So let's go on to, I guess let's go to dance next, because that was the next competition. So first we have Chalk and Bates. Two. Second, we have Laurence Fournier-Boudry and Guillaume Cizeron.
Huh.
We have Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson in third. Girl, don't get me started. Oh, I should have made that a quote at the beginning. Okay, another quote from last episode. If Piper and Paul don't beat Lila and Lewis, we have something seriously wrong, or something along those lines. So we have Piper and Paul in fourth. We have Allison Reed and Saul Embry-Levishus in fifth, and Zingas and Kolesnik in sixth.
And let me just say, 5 and 6, only team I predicted.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, yeah, I think a lot of people did.
I'm sure.
So I think let's first start. I want to talk about Emilia Zingas and Vadim Kolesnik, because I thought they looked the best they've ever looked. I believe they look like a team that if dance was scored not based on seniority, I think they would be in the top 4 or 5 teams. I really believe that. I mean, they are so fast. They're so athletic. They're so precise. They're amazing performers. I don't know where the next 4 years, the next quad is going to take them, because I would have said something very similar about Lajoie and Lega 4 years ago as well.
Mm-hmm. The thing comparing Zingas and Kolesnik to Lajoie and Lega is, I think Zingas and Kolesnik are peaking at the right time. Because come next season, I imagine we're not going to still see Chalk and Bates here. And we're going to need those top U.S. teams. And this is a great time to start being heavily in the conversation. So,
yeah, I mean, I think they should be the top U.S. team. I know a lot of people will disagree with that. And if you do disagree with that, I would just, like, watch it again.
Just one more time.
And then DM us. And then also, I mean, they were a little bit attacked here. They had a 2-point deduction in the rhythm dance for what was termed an S. I don't know the exact reason for that deduction, but it was one that you don't see every day. In fact, I think it sounded like almost nobody has ever seen an S call.
Yeah, so my understanding was it was because one of the moves she does was almost like an axel.
Yeah.
And that's why, which to that point, she's done that literally all season, and you have the hardest technical panels doing crazy things, and they never called it. Yet here, arguably slightly more what we're used to seeing, and then they're going to call that for them. That felt...
It just is the same old story, right, with the ice dance call. So it is what it is. Let's talk about Lila Fear, Lewis Gibson, and Piper and Paul. This, to me, was an absolute travesty. I think it's honestly disgusting. And especially when you think back to last year, around this time last year, at Four Continents, Piper and Paul beat Chalk and Bates. I don't think they should have beat Chalk and Bates here, but they did last year at Four Continents. You're telling me Piper and Paul have regressed 14 points, 14 total points between the rhythm dance and the free dance from last year, not even a year ago? Give me a break. That's wrong.
Did you see what Piper's husband commented on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, on one of the ISU posts. Yeah, pretty much calling out the judges for cheating. Like, love, first of all, love that.
Supportive husband.
And it wasn't just him, obviously. Like, it was an outcry. Do you think that's going to have any impact on the scores moving forward?
Yeah, I think it isn't. And this just goes back to my point. Sometimes when we're upset about the levels, it kind of feels like everyone's being attacked. And here, it feels like certain people are being attacked. And the people who are being attacked just so happen to not be at IM.
And especially because I did feel like Piper and Paul here skated very well. I think they left some points on the table in the 1 foot step sequence. I felt like they were a little tentative and it like didn't fill up that much of the ice. So I did feel like there was opportunity there in the 1 foot. But compared to Lila and Lewis, I thought the 1 foot was stronger than their 1 foot. You know what I mean?
They both got level twos. And on the twizzles, Lewis got a three. So...
Here's the thing, though. The levels don't matter as much as you really think. It's like Lila and Lewis won in the GOE. Hugely.
1,000%. So Piper and Paul's GOE was 23.95. Lila, and this is in the free dance, Lila and Lewis had a season's best in GOE of 25.67.
I'm not happy about it. I don't think any of us should be happy about it. I know there are people who are happy about it because they enjoy Lila and Lewis's programs. But this isn't a program competition. If someone has really strong material and another team maybe doesn't, but everything else is comparable or the same, then like, yeah, that's what's going to tip the scale, right?
Right.
But in this case, it's not comparable. So it is what it is. We're going to see what happens in the Olympics. I absolutely pray for Piper and Paul because it's just wrong. Here we have in a first and second place, Chalk and Bates won over Laurence and Guillaume here.
Which we were also wrong about.
We were. And I don't, again, I really think like now Laurence and Guillaume need a knockout performance at Europeans. No mistakes, no falls. But I also wonder, because again, we know ice dance scores are manipulated, and are they really going to give this to Laurence and Guillaume, knowing that they're going to continue the next 4 years? Think about that. But they know Maddie and Evan are retiring.
I hear that argument, but it's like an argument that I really wouldn't want to be leaning into if...
I know, because it's bogus. I know.
All right. Like, that makes it feel like, well, what's the point of skating? Well.
I know. But that's what I'm, but this is ice dance we're talking about. I wonder, had Laurence and Guillaume, so they fell, not they, she fell, she tripped on her skirt, and then they had an extended lift deduction as well. So they lost 2 points. I think probably in the components overall, let's say they lost 2 points there as well.
Yeah.
So add on 4 points to their free dance score. It's not enough.
It's not enough. Because to me, what I thought was going to happen was I kind of felt like the consolation prize for Chalk and Bates was that, oh, they're going to beat them in the rhythm dance. But then Laurence and Guillaume are going to come back and beat them in the free dance. And however the score shook out, but to make it a little bit more even. But yeah, to your point, it would be hard to gain another 5 points.
I also think like Laurence and Guillaume, the next Olympics, if they choose to truly continue these next 4 years, which I'm not fully buying, to be honest with you. Like, 4 years is a long time.
Yeah.
But the next Olympics are in France.
So maybe, well, then in that case, maybe they would.
Chuck and Bates. Yeah, give it to Chuck and Bates now.
The only problem I have with Chuck and Bates this year is they just have had some absolutely phenomenal free dances. I know. And I'm not bought into this one yet. And I just wanted it to be like their best one yet to close it all out.
Because the Pink Floyd, I'm not a Pink Floyd fan, so I wasn't excited about that free dance. But it really grew on me by the end. And it lended so well to their skating in hindsight. Snake Charmer, Daft Punk Alien.
I mean, that was the best.
You know what honestly would have made this better? I like the idea. I really do. I think it would be really cool if at the very, like, the last minute was, like, hardcore painted black vocals.
Yeah, I guess to me, I just think it's a little bit too mainstream. What you all just named, they're used to doing something really unique. Like, who's going to come out there just like Clocks and do a Pink Floyd routine? That's pretty niche. The Daft Punk being an alien, that was super cool. And this just feels like, oh, a matador in a bowl.
I've seen it all before. I see it with the Mrazix.
Right.
I wish they would have saved their Pink Floyd program for this year, because I had the impression, like, my time is running out. Mm-hmm. But then at the end with the Eclipse song, it's like you still have that moment of, like, it's glorious, you know, even though at first it's like my time is running out. Really powerful. And I know you didn't like that routine, but, like, go back and watch it.
Oh my gosh. The thing of the day. No, listen, compared to this, I love that routine.
I know. I don't know. I love that lift, though, the curve lift when Maddie lifts up her skirt and in front of her face a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's fabulous. Before we get into the men competition, so Kevin Amos competed at the Golden Spin of Zagreb this past weekend, and he said he wants to continue to skate at the Olympics in France in 2030.
That would be a gift to us fans.
I mean, why the heck not? I think might as well. All right, should we move on to men?
Yes.
So this was like the competition of new costumes, first of all.
I know. I was shocked. I was like, what is going on?
Everyone who had new costumes, I was like, much, much better. With the exception of Ilya's short program costume.
Like I told you, Flip, this man can do no wrong in my eyes, but it's a little too much fabric.
He looks very boxy, so it makes his posture look a little odd. Adam, both of his new costumes, I have him on my Olympic podium. Thank you.
Well,
because, you know, costumes decide men's podiums. All right, so let's level set on the podium here. I'll just go through the whole list. Why the heck not? Ilya Malinin in first, Yuma Kageyama in second, Shun Sato in third.
Exactly what we predicted, by the way.
Daniel Grassel in fourth, Adam Siahunfa in fifth, and Mikhail Shaidarov in sixth. Here's what I'll say about Mikhail Shaidarov. I think his choreographer said this, but that the pressure this year has been really hard for him.
Mm.
So I feel like someone like Mikhail, after not performing so well at the Grand Prix, is the pressure now just totally off his shoulders and now he has nothing to lose? What can we see from him in the second half of the season? I would not write him off.
You can't write him off because his technical is just too crazy when he does do it. But I'm not sure if we're going to see him make a run for that Olympic podium.
I think we could. If he skates clean and others have some missteps, I think we can.
And listen, the beauty of that is one of us will be right.
I know. Isn't that great? Yeah. Adam, look, I don't have anything to say about Adam. It's the same old story. You never know what you're going to get. The first half of the free skate was so killer.
Like, no, I thought we were going to see a crazy score. Like, we were going to see that.
Me too.
Huge comeback. And then, yeah, the triple axles, just no bueno.
I'm not worried.
I am.
I know. We'll see. Okay, Daniel Grassel.
What the heck happened?
Let me say something positive. Why, he looked significantly better here, to the point where I almost enjoyed it. Obviously, he's always had great spins. But the air position and the jumps.
100% better.
It was borderline attractive. And he's always had beautiful landing positions. But now that the air position is not so messy, the jumps just look really pretty. And I really enjoy the Conclave program. A lot of people don't, and it is a little boring. There's not a ton of choreography, but it goes by so fast.
The main thing that I dislike about the Conclave program is honestly the step sequence when there's like no music.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, that was a bad choice. Now, Daniel Grassel has gone up like significantly in my ranking, in my head right now.
Yeah, and I do feel sorry for him. Oh, how do I say this? I think he's somebody who doesn't make smart decisions. And I don't think he thought about the ramifications of training with a Terry. And obviously he missed his doping tests. It's not because he was doping. It's because he didn't change his address.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't even think about that anymore. I sometimes get bothered by his air position, and sometimes I think he's slightly overscored.
And the cues and the under rotations. The jumps look pretty clean here.
Yeah. No, he did a great job.
If he skates like that at the Olympics in Italy, I don't know, man. If not an individual medal, I think Italy is going to be on that podium. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, especially so many of their athletes are just stepping it up. My only bone to pick is that Daniel Grassel slightly outscored Shun Sato in the free. I would not have had that.
I agree. And Shun did so well here. I felt like he was performing more than he usually does. I just felt like he let go a little bit.
No, I'm really enjoying him.
Even in his reaction after the free skate. You don't see that from him every day. So I really love seeing him just let go and enjoy the moment.
I know. I really like him. I just would like some different programs, but I am really becoming a fan.
We also have Yuma Kageyama. The short program was just so amazing. I mean, that was such a moment. And I'm so happy he was able to get first in the short.
Yeah, phenomenal job.
Even down, and again, if you didn't notice this, watch it back. It's really amazing. Actually, in both the short and the free, every single spin was completely centered. I mean, it was everything about his short program was perfection. He did not put a foot wrong. It's just he can't touch Ilya, especially with only 3 quads in the free skate. That being said, I do not want him to add more quads. I want him to skate clean.
I think the best thing Yuma can do is to just buckle down with the material that he has and do a lights out performance at the Olympics.
That's all he can do. And I feel so sad for him too. Like, Yuma has been second to so many people. Second to Nathan. Second to Shoma, second to Ilya now. I have such a soft spot for him, but I think to your point, all he can do is skate clean. And you know what? When Ilya makes mistakes, they nail him.
Yeah.
Look at the short program score.
Right.
Step out on the quad axle and a cue, and a cue on the quad lutz, and he ended with a 94.
Which is kind of crazy because it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was shocked. I was like, honestly, that they could still get like high 90s, maybe even low 100. They went in. So you never know. But at the same time, like, you never want to win because someone else made mistakes.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes that's what it is.
I know. It's a competition. So I take it back. Forget I said that.
Well, you just have to be, yeah. Well, you have to be strategic. Because here's the thing. If, to your point, if Yuma starts adding a bunch of quads, what if he's not even on the podium?
Yuma, I know you're not listening, but I'm hopefully like transmitting this to you somehow. Stop. Do not do the quad flip. Stick with the current layout. All right. And Ilya here in the free skate. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Just like, I love it so much.
You do love it. I don't love it as much, but he's almost freakish.
He was like, remember all those cues you gave me last year? Lock in.
Watch me. I know. There's maybe like 2, I can't remember which ones, in the slow-mo. I was like, oh, they could go after that. They could go after that, but they really didn't. So, and it wouldn't have mattered anyway. He won by like 40 points. So,
yeah, some of these combinations, like a quad lutz, triple flip.
He's really like trying to max out his points. You know what lesson I think he learned here?
Don't do the quad axle in the short.
I was going to say, don't take too many risks. But I think it's more so, yeah, don't do the quad axle in the short. He doesn't need to.
But I mean, please, it was phenomenal. It was a great, another great competition. Another, like, Daniel Grassel with a personal best, Shun Sato with a personal best, and then obviously Ilya with a world record, and Yuma even had a personal best in the short.
I almost, even though like the podiums here across the board aren't exactly what I would hope for, this is the type of skating I want to see on the podium.
Right.
So I almost wish this was the Olympics.
Oh, 1,000%. There was almost, like, especially for Conti and Machi, they were the ones that stood out to me the most, feeling like, oh my gosh, please recreate this and do it even more at the Olympics.
All right, should we move on to our final discipline, the women?
And this was the discipline I was most disappointed in.
I was disappointed in many ways. So it's level set.
Yeah.
Alyssa Lewin first, Ami Nakai in second, Kari Sakamoto in third, Amber Glenn in fourth, Mona Chiba in fifth, Rinka Watanabe in sixth. Rinka, I feel sorry for her. I mean, she was nailed with the Qs and the unders. I'm sure Rinka would have loved higher scores. Her journey this season has been incredible. If you open her skating scores page, you can almost see the moment that she made the decision in, like, refusing to fall behind. And she said, I need to step up. And that's amazing. And she should be really proud of that. And the way she performed the heck out of that Moulin Rouge short.
Oh, she did so good. Yeah.
Okay. Mona Chiba. Ouch.
Yeah. What happened, girly? I mean, to me, I was like, oh, she's going to win. Like, after, easy. I know we'll get to Kari, but, like, to me, after the short, I was like, oh, this is Monet's to lose.
It, you know what? It felt like four continents again.
Yeah. Hey, better here, though, than the Olympics.
She's also someone who's grown so much in performance, and she's matured so much as well. I'm interested to see what type of material she has next year. Amber.
Can we actually just rewind a second? Because I've never noticed this the way... Is it Mihamada, her coach, like, starts yelling before she gets onto the ice?
What is she saying?
It's, like, angry.
I love the cinematic cameras here. I wonder what she says.
It was like a scary movie. Like, this lady is yelling at you. Like, that wouldn't make me feel good before I started. I mean, maybe it gets you motivated.
It obviously must be fine. Or you just probably ignore it if it doesn't. But... That's a good call out. I was like, I had the same reaction of like, whoa.
Yeah.
All right. We have Amber Glenn in fourth. When I see, and I've seen clips many times throughout the season of Amber's gala program to That's Life by Lady Gaga, the cover from the Joker movie, it just looks so at ease and so fast and powerful and skates with so much confidence. And we never see that during competition.
It was just so apparent in the short.
And the free.
In the free, but more in the short because of the single axle. Like, the whole energy of the performance was completely drained at that point. We then saw Kari also make a very large mistake at the beginning of her short. But guess what? It wasn't affected. The reason why she got what she did in the short is because of what she still put into those components. Like, Amber needs to channel, like you're saying, that... gala energy regardless.
We need gala Amber at these competitions.
Yes.
If Amber skated how she skates in galas, she would be in the clean into the nines when it comes to components.
100%.
Clean.
She's
easy.
I know that video you sent me with just like the ending, like the bower, the illusion. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
I feel like she used to skate like that in competition too when I think back to her Scars short program. And maybe she needs to tone it down in order to skate clean, because she certainly skated clean in the free skate here, but it was really missing the second mark.
Yeah.
I've said a couple times this season, Amber could win the Olympics. Amber could be on the podium. I don't think with these components right now.
I think that is fair. She needs to step up the component game.
Because she now knows she can skate a clean free skate. She's done it quite a few times.
Yeah.
She can do it. Kari, the short program, I agree with you. Like, she kept up the performance throughout. The free skate, I didn't feel like her free skate was as strong as it was at NHK Trophy.
Yeah, she was definitely a little off, even in the free, which was clean.
Minus the single axel.
Oh, right. Still a pretty good score. This is where I still think she is winning the Olympics.
I thought the delivery of the program was not as strong here. the judges, that's not never going to be seen in the scores. They're not going to nitpick that much to say, oh,
yeah,
I liked Carrie's last free skate better than this one. I'm going to knock it down a couple tenths. Like, they're not going to do that. I'm just saying from my perspective.
No, I think you are so right.
I need Carrie to win the Olympics. I need it. And I think a lot of people do. Not even to say she's my favorite skater ever. I'm this huge Carrie fan. I am. I'm a huge Carrie fan. But you know what I mean when I say that. Mm-hmm. I need to close the book.
If someone else wins, I will likely be disappointed.
I would be happy for them.
Dependent on who it is, sure.
Yeah, I'd be happy for them, but I'd be so sad for her. Ami Nakai.
Love her.
Honestly, I think the people, the general public are going to love her. She's so likable.
I know.
I'm talking about at the Olympics because I believe she's locked the Olympic spot.
I mean, she deserves it.
She outskated all of the Japanese women here. She's now beaten Kaori twice. She's one of the greatest performers I think we've ever seen. The most natural, at least. You know when it's like the end, the Olympics is here and you're like, oh, I'm sad. I'm not like super excited for next season because it's like so many, you know what I mean? It just feels kind of like
right.
The end. Someone like Ami makes me excited for the next quad.
Oh yeah, the talent coming keeps you going.
You know, you always kind of think that. It's like, well, who am I going to root for? Like, you know, when once all these people retire or leave, and it's like there's always going to be someone new. So I'm really excited for her. She's so special. Alyssa, wow. She did it again. She skated clean in both programs. No one else here did. I think there's probably a judging panel out there that would have had Ami over Alyssa. But I think with this being Ami's first senior season, I mean, Alyssa got higher components than her. And I personally, like, don't agree with that, especially Alyssa having 3 points over Ami. But it is Ami's first senior season and she's competing against the world champion. So
my gripe with Alyssa, I just wish we saw a new free skate.
After this, she officially needs something fresh.
Yeah.
From a fan perspective. It's not go if she's the only one who skates clean at the Olympics, and yeah, she's gonna win.
Right.
But it just would be, it would feel more special with something fresh for sure.
Well, I also just don't think that she's as passionate about the free as we saw from her at Worlds. Like, nothing's just gonna beat that moment. So it's just like constantly in my mind. The short, keep it. Like, she keeps doing better and better and better with that. And it makes sense not saying her free isn't, but I'm not connecting to it anymore, post-Worlds.
Especially because I honestly would, like, listen to that music in my car. I'm not kidding. To, like, bring me back to Boston. And so I got really sick of it. So now when I hear it, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, I've moved on. So fingers crossed. Not saying I loved the Lady Gaga program either, but at least it's something new.
The Lady Gaga program is not going to get her the gold. I mean, the thing she does have on everyone is that she's been pretty clean.
With this program, I don't think she's going to change it. It would be stupid to.
Yeah, she shouldn't. I just wish she would have had a better program at the start of the season, but she didn't, and now she has to keep it.
And that's fine, and you got to do what's best for you. And if she wins the Olympics, it's probably because she kept her program, she was comfortable, and she delivered. Should we talk about Golden Spin a little?
So I just wanted to say, like, two things that stood out to me were first in the seniors pair competition with Balazs Nagy and Audrey Shin, total of 194.
They're in the running.
That Tessa Short, I guess, really helped do it for them.
But that's a respectable score for them, especially moving into the next quad.
A senior dance with Guinard and Fabry. Like, their rhythm dance score was higher than Lila Lewis and Piper Paul.
Yeah, but this is a totally different judging panel. This is a challenger event where and scores at Golden Spin are notoriously high.
Okay, so then forget I said it.
Now, should Guignard and Fabry be consistently scoring higher than Lila and Lewis? Yeah, I sometimes think they should be scoring higher than Piper and Paul, but it is what it is. So, yeah, also we have Brady Tennell taking home the win in women. I think she's like clean first alternate, no arguments, right?
Yeah.
She skated so well this season. So maybe she'll get to compete at Worlds. We'll see. I don't know, though. I could see all three U.S. women, Isabeau, Amber, and Alyssa, sticking around for Worlds.
If you think one of them wouldn't, who would it be? I know who I think.
It depends on what happens. Because I think, let's say Amber medaled at the Olympics. I don't think she's competing at Worlds.
Let's say Amber doesn't medal. I don't think she's going to do it either. That would be the one I would say. If you had to pick one, they could all. I agree with you there. But if you had to pick one, I think it would be Amber.
I think maybe Alyssa.
She's such a free spirit. You just never know what she's going to do, though. I know.
We also had Kevin Amos here, when which we mentioned him earlier. So that's a great confidence booster for him. A lot to look forward to. So we're probably going to be pretty light in episodes for the rest of the year. We'll definitely do a Japanese Nationals recap, and then maybe just like some fun end of the year games and conversations. But then we'll, of course, be moving into the rest of Nationals. So we'll have Italy, Canada, South Korea, US. We'll probably roll most of those up into one episode. So it's very exciting times. Thank you all so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Leave a comment. DM us. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Ta-ta! With Molly and Flip, the routine.